Hey everybody, Sean Early here. Today we're talking about TikTok, more specifically live streaming on TikTok. What is going on there? It's something that's been kind of growing over the past couple of years. It's a huge multi-billion dollar industry over in Asia, but in the West it's something we've only kind of started to engage with in the past couple of years. And it's kind of something that's kind of going under the radar for some of maybe the older people, some of the older listeners like me, who even though I'm tech savvy, I just don't have the attention span to pay attention to that kind of stuff. It's kind of something our kids are paying attention to on TikTok, but the older dudes like me were not quite focusing on this. But anyway, it's a huge business opportunity, all kinds of crazy things going on there. So today I'm joined by Jason Schmidt, who is our social media expert here at Robot Spaceship, and he's going to help us kind of get a deep dive into what's going on there on TikTok. So with that said, I'll see you in the episode.
T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the new Robot Spaceship Podcast, covering innovative news, trends, emerging technology, and how it affects the economy, business, and culture. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Hey everybody, this is Sean Early. Welcome to this episode of the Robot Spaceship Podcast. I'm joined by my buddy Jason here, and today we're going to be talking about something kind of interesting that's been sort of developing over the last year or so. It's nothing that's sort of new, but it's kind of new in regards to social media in the West. I'm referring to live streaming, and more importantly, it's sort of the live streaming economy that's going on, particularly on TikTok. And something is just, it's huge in Asia, obviously, and a lot of sort of the gamers in the West kind of tapped into this as well. But it's kind of becoming an interesting sort of business on its own that I think, you know, if you're an old guy like me, you probably don't quite clue into exactly the depths of what's going on here. But you know, if you're more into the gamer crowd or you're more into social media and all that, you're probably a little more tapped in. But today I just kind of want to talk about it in high level terms, just for people who may be not quite aware of what's happening with the live streaming economy. And that's why Jason is a lot more knowledgeable on this than I am. Like I said, I'm too old. You know, I mean, I work in tech, but I understand this stuff. I'm familiar with it, but I don't engage with it a lot. Just one, because of time, and two, I think my attention span's just not dialed into this kind of thing. But anyway, Jason, thanks for joining us. And before we jump into this, quickly, I want to give us a quick shout out to our upcoming event called Spacewalk Talks, which is coming up on November 7th. Spacewalk Talks is basically our one-day future event, which is coming up on November 7th here at our Gonsberg Loft campus in Mainz, Germany. It's a full day of speakers. They're going to be talking about artificial intelligence and generative AI and the future of work, and they're going to be just sharing quite a bit of knowledge. So we still have tickets available. I'll make sure we put the link in the show notes. And if you're going to be in Mainz, Germany on November 7th, I encourage you to come by and check it out. It's going to be a really exciting time. But anyway, enough of that. Jason, thanks for joining us. And what can you tell us about this whole live streaming thing? Let's just assume that people aren't quite familiar with, I mean, they know TikTok, they know social media, but maybe they're not kind of tapped into what this whole thing is. Can you give me a little bit, a little overview?
Sure. I think most people listening have seen some kind of live streaming done before, especially on TV. Obviously, every TV show is basically a live stream, but of the older generation, now it's mostly on the internet. If it's on YouTube, Twitch, or now TikTok. But when you say live streaming, it sounds way more normal than it actually is right, when you look at TikTok, because the TikTok live streams have been weird for the past 1 year, to be honest. Like, most people are not streaming themselves talking just normally or playing video games. It's about making money. It's heavily on surrounding making money. So most people just do videos or streams where they are basically begging for the money. Either they are directly begging people to donate, or they are creating games which are based on donating. So, for example, you have Minecraft or a video game playing, and every time somebody donates, an action gets triggered. For example, you are building a house in Minecraft, and then somebody donates $5, and then an explosion happens and the house is destroyed. So the guy has to start back at the beginning. And most of the time they have their mics on and they are reacting to the bombs. Obviously, they like getting money and they are playing the part of being very sad about the house being destroyed. But to be honest, it fills their pockets. So it's a complete business strategy and only about making money.
Right. And so we're not really talking live stream in terms of like what we've kind of come familiar with, you know, through the pandemic and all that. I mean, some people, you know, you know, Zoom chats and all that kind of stuff. And then maybe you've seen a live stream of, you know, a speaking event or whatever online, but we're talking about a full other level of interactivity here, right? Like, you go in to these platforms. I'm talking about TikTok in particular right now. And so you basically buy credits or you buy coins, and that gives you credits or tokens or whatever that you use to engage with the person who's live streaming. And they basically just kind of perform somehow for exchange for these coins that you give them. And they're right. They're kind of like, they're either coins or they're, you know, little roses or actions or whatever. You know, what's that all about?
So there are thousands of different things you can donate, and it's hidden behind, cute little roses or dogs you can donate, but everything's obviously all about the money. So what you do is you buy coins, TikTok coins, and with those coins, you can buy those donations. So there's an extra step between the actual feeling of, okay, I'm paying money and donating. And most of the time you're not buying the coins and then directly donating all of it, but you have the coins laying around and you don't have the connection to the money all the time. So most of the time people are paying roses, and roses are one coin. One coin is basically 1 cent. So with a rose, you are donating 1 cent, but there are different levels to it. Most streamers are not reacting to those roses anymore because they're 1 cent and they keep coming in every second. Most of the time, multiple roses come in each second. So there are stages to it. Not only roses, but for example, if you buy a disco ball, it's $13. If you buy a diamond ring, it's $20. If you buy an airship, it's $26. And with higher prices, there are more actions triggered on screen. For example, if you buy a medieval helmet of a knight, suddenly the streamer has the helmet on. And you pay $20 for him to have this helmet on for like 15 seconds. And the biggest thing you can donate currently is a TikTok universe. And this costs you around $560. And then a huge animation gets triggered of like music playing and a TikTok universe showing up, like stars and everything. And then every other stream gets a notification that another streamer got a TikTok universe donated. So you can press on the link and be on that stream as well. And obviously the streamers are sometimes crying for because of a donation. So it's the viewer connection, and also for the streamer, in that case of a TikTok universe, it's not only the money, but also the attention, because everybody sees the link, clicks on it, and he has a lot more viewers.
That's crazy. And I'm wondering the short attention span, sort of dopamine level of this, you know, for your average viewer, must be pretty limited. I mean, I understand for the performer, they're trying to get coins or credits, and which you can cash in for real money, by the way. I mean, that's the point of what they're doing it for. But the viewer, I mean, how, I mean, and I guess I understand there's, you know, certain people are playing a game that they really want to watch or a certain personality that they really enjoy. You know, there's that value by giving some sort of engagement as a gift. But how, what do you think about the average sort of person who just watches somebody? Like there's people that are just like sleeping and you engage with them and you wake them up. You know what I mean? I mean, one time funny, haha, but after some time, I mean, what do you think the engagement level is for this? Like how long do people watch one instance of this for an extended period of time? Do you know any numbers on that? Like,
So basically ask me about, the viewer experience, why they are donating. I think the reason why they're donating is because they want the attention from the streamer. Obviously, if you are paying for TikTok Universe, the streamer is reacting and saying your name. And most streamers are not only using the just chatting format, but are doing battles. This is where the real money gets made for like the just chatting type of things, where only a guy talks into his camera. So he gets joined by another creator. And then suddenly a battle starts, and the more donations you get, the more likely you are to win the game. So who ends up having the most donations, who made the most money, wins the game. And most of the time, there's no real benefit from winning this from the TikTok side, but the creators are coming up with tasks to do, whether you lose or win. So the loser might have to do something that's embarrassing. Maybe, I don't know, drink 1 liter of Coke in one sip, or try at least, stuff like this. So silly little things to make more money. And obviously in the battle format, you are not really thinking about the money you're donating. You're just thinking about, okay, I want my guy to win. I want my guy to win. And the people on screen, they are rooting for you. They are saying your names and saying, hey, Philip, donate 5 more roses, please. Let's win this. And this hypes them up to pay even more money. And it sounds silly, but it works.
For the people watching the video, maybe pull up a couple examples just so people can get a look at what this is.
Yeah, sure. So
for people that are listening, we'll try to talk through it a little bit.
Yeah. So for example, what's happening here, these are TikTok games. And when you donate, your face gets, it's like a ping pong machine. And it plays sounds once you hit the bottom. It's like little balls. And those balls have your profile picture on them. And the more roses you donate, the more balls show up and go down this ping pong thing.
Right.
And at the end, you get points. Whether you land on a plus 10 field, plus 15 field, and then there's a ranking of how many points you have, depending on where you landed, which is completely random. And then you just have this feeling of, okay, I won this game, and this is why you donate and keep racking up these points. Or another game is this. It's called Be the King. And basically when you donate, you have like a little cube thing, which goes like a tower defense type of snake route. And on this route, there are cannons shooting away these cubes. And once your cube gets hit, you disappear. And your goal is for your cube to go all the way to the king at the castle at the very end. And once it reaches this, you are the new king for the amount of time till the next cube hits the king. And okay, so you can feel like the king for a short amount of time.
So the person who is hosting this live stream starts the game, right? And
yeah.
Then the viewers donate to make the little thing run up the snake track until it gets to the king, right?
Yeah.
And the person who gets there, which is a viewer, is sort of the leader for a while until somebody else takes over, right?
Yeah. And okay. Not only those... there's not only those games, but also real economy surrounding it. For example, you can go into GTA and have like a King of the Hill situation where you try to walk like a huge, like up tilted path. And once people donate money, there are cars coming down, hitting your player. And right. the viewers are playing against the streamer, trying to keep him down and from reaching the top by donating money, and then cars show up and try to hit the viewer. Or sometimes even non-playable characters are popping up and trying to hit the viewer and keep him from achieving his goal. And this is the whole business idea, because if you are a viewer and you see your name popping up or your profile picture and you see them interacting with the player of the streamer, it's, I don't know, some people are hyped by this. I wouldn't. I have never donated money for such things, but some people really like them.
So you could basically, you could download some kind of app that connects to the game and also connects to your TikTok account. And then that's kind of how it works, right?
Yeah. So basically the biggest website for it is Keep My Life. They have multiple games on offer. You pay $50 a month as a subscription fee to use the site. And then there you download the games, you run them on your PC. They connect to the server of the site where you can adjust which donation triggers which action. And then you connect it to your TikTok live stream. It's a free program from TikTok, which you have on your PC. And then you just let it run all day and rack up money.
And so I'm trying to think of the business case for businesses in general who want to use this kind of thing. Like I've seen streamers of like some woman who applies makeup for makeup tips, or I've seen some people who like there's one awful one. There was just some guy in some sitting in the desert, like making bricks out of dirt. You know what I mean? Like obviously the guy needed the money, but there's kind of a full spectrum of people who need the money, or who just use it for fun or as a job or whatever. But I guess there's other businesses that are actually doing this as part of their business model, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe give me some of those examples.
So most of the times people who are self-employed or not and trying to make a quick buck, but there are also some businesses doing it. There's this donor place in Berlin called Zaddy's.
Oh, for anybody's listening, Dirna in Germany is kind of like a kebab sandwich.
Yeah.
If you've never heard of it before. So it's a pretty popular type of sandwich that you get here in Germany.
And it's mostly takeout places, corner shops, where they serve you out the window. And you just order it. It's like Subway. You order it how you want it. It's completely customizable. And the guy just streams himself. The guy just streams himself serving customers, and you never know what happens, especially in a big city like Berlin. There's some crazy people running around. So there's always engagement. You can always see something happening. He is also addressing the viewers live. And obviously, if you see a guy constantly on your feed serving döner in your city, might as well try it. And people from outside of the city see this and they say, hey, okay, when I'm in Berlin, and I did the same. I actually ate there and it's pretty good. Say, hey, if there's a döner place in Berlin, I might as well try this.
Yeah, so it's part of their marketing strategy to use this just to get engagement.
Yeah, not only this, but they also get money for the gifts, and they keep shouting out to people who are gifting money. So it's actually a business case for example, restaurants. Or there's this other project going on called Der Kiosk. It's by a YouTuber called Hey Aaron. He had a kiosk before he got famous, which he had to close down because of YouTube. And then suddenly he came up with the idea of streaming a kiosk 24/7. So there's always something happening in that kiosk, whether it's the cashier talking to the camera or talking to customers. There's fans of the YouTuber coming in and making some noise. So there's always something happening, and obviously you can rack up donations. And if you... I mean, most kiosks don't really have any advertisement going on in the city,
right,
or on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's like free advertisement.
Right.
Everybody who goes to Berlin and knows this YouTuber, or not even knows the guy, but knows the stream, goes to that kiosk instead of another. So you have competitive advantage.
Right. So I'd imagine like anybody who has like some business where there's, especially like customer activity, you know, where there's, I mean, I probably wouldn't want to watch an accountant, you know, filling out taxes or no. Maybe if you're an amazing entertaining accountant, but I think like stores, you know, retail shops, any kind of thing where you can engage and things change or people come in, it's probably something worth exploring, I guess, for businesses that need different types of marketing strategies. I've read that some of the numbers for live streaming what's the actual term for this? Is it live streaming or is it, what's the actual industry word?
Yeah, I think it's live streaming still. It's going live on TikTok. And yeah, either doing the battle streams or just normal streams. That's it.
But I've read there's like, it's like a, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue that's being made in China. And I read an article just today that says, McKinsey forecasts that if the West were to follow China's embrace of this live streaming e-commerce, it could account for up to 20% of all online sales by 2026. So people kind of jump onto this because I guess there's a lot of like shopping channels in Asia that uses these types of live streams. So people just hold up a product, you know, and they show it off. And not only are they trying to get people to buy through the platform, I guess, but they also want to get feedback and stuff. So it's super gamified shopping over there. But I think that's coming here through these types of apps, right? I mean, have you seen people doing shopping and selling as well?
I think TikTok in Asia has a certain feature where you can actually buy things on stream that they show you. Here in Europe, it hasn't been rolled out yet, but I think it will come soon. And then everybody starts going crazy selling their own products. So you might as well jump on the train now, because once it starts, it can't be stopped. I think that's the new big thing.
Yeah, because I mean, like I mentioned in the beginning, I mean, there's a lot of this that's been going on in like Twitch and all that kind of stuff and kind of the gamer end of things where you watch people perform. But I think the shopping aspect is just starting to kick in over here. And I think it's only going to get bigger, obviously. And with those kind of numbers, I don't see why anybody, you know, should at least not look into this and be aware of it, obviously, if you run a business.
I think the biggest downside to it currently and looking forward into the future is the commission fee TikTok takes. It takes 50% of all the money you cash out. Right. So that's still a huge margin for them. They're making tons of money. That's why they also are not banning certain streams, because they just know how to make money. And even the beggars, the complete beggars, they don't care. And it's even more downsides to it. There are people trying to use their family. Maybe they have a sick child, and they try to rack up donations, showing the sick child to the camera all the time. Or people saying, "Hey, look, I'm in a refugee camp," or "Look at my place of misery I'm currently in my life. Donate money to me." And you can't trust those streams, because some streams have been busted as mafia or criminal organizations. So never trust them. Sometimes it's even a video being from the internet and not really a live stream, but just a video playing of like a child having a very, very horrible disease. And people are donating because they want to help, but they are not really helping. Also, TikTok takes 50% off it, so you're not really giving them too much money either. So just, if you want to donate to such causes, donate them through real organizations, please.
Yeah. I mean, there's this can literally be automated. Like you're showing me there's a, you can plug it into like Minecraft and create an automated thing that, you know, it basically just builds up bricks until somebody engages and it blows the thing apart, and then it keeps building bricks. And that's like basically an automated process that you can make a bot to do that. And then on the other screen where it shows the person, it's basically just a looped video of somebody. And there are whole sort of farms that are created to either automate these things or to pay people, you know, very little money to actually grind for credits and things in mass. So there's a lot of there's a lot of sleazy business going on in there as well. So definitely be aware as you're browsing these things that it's a deep, dark underworld in the streaming economy world for sure.
It just gets weirder once you get down the rabbit hole. There are videos showing up. I think TikTok actually has to do something in the future because most people's feeds are just full of these donation begging streams, and it can't be beneficial to the viewing experience at all for the normal viewer who's not really into that stuff.
Well, either way, I think it's super interesting to pay attention to and super easy, or not easy, but interesting to at least consider as alternatives for marketing strategies, because I think this type of economy is only going to grow. And I was thinking, you know, as we're moving into this time of generative AI, where AI is starting to take over all these tasks for people, and people wonder how they're going to be actually earning money in the future if robots are doing their jobs. Well, I think we're seeing this here in terms of what's going on. Are people are going to be, people are performing for credits, you know? And I think there's interesting directions that could take where, you know, you're actually offering advice or consulting or some expertise. You know, I think there's all kinds of room for that to grow, but I think there's also lots of room for just the really sleazy, you know, stuff as well. But I think it's super interesting, and I can't really psychologically stand to look at this stuff that much myself. But I think if you can handle it, you know, and go in there, there's always an audience for what you're promoting. So there is definite business models that can be made in this world. And like it or not, it's going to continue to grow. And I think this gamification is going to continue growing on all kinds of platforms as well. I don't think TikTok's going to own this. I think this is going to show up in a lot of things, but live streaming is definitely here to stay, I think, until things change, but definitely interesting. Well, thanks for showing this off, Jason. I mean, that's any other insights or things to share about this before we jump out?
Yeah, finishing this off, I just want to say, obviously, this is a whole new thing. Some weirdos are jumping on the train, but if you have a business, definitely look into it. Try to push yourself through all those awful live streams as well, and see what they do, and look into it, how you can replicate this for your business, because there's not a lot of businesses doing it currently. And knowing this and seeing this, you can actually make a difference currently in this market when you just start it. Just try it. If it's not working for you, hey, just you tried something, you failed, it didn't cost you that much money, or any money at all. So just try it, see how it can affect your business and your revenue, and continue to grow.
Yeah, I agree. And I think visibility on social media is sometimes challenging anyway, that if you're looking for other ways to get visibility on social media, I think live streaming is definitely the way that at least TikTok is kind of pushing people to go towards, because that's really where the revenue can be generated. Because it's really hard just to post something on social media and expect to get paid for it unless you pay for it, you know? So it's definitely here to stay, and definitely going to be growing. Well, thanks for joining me, Jason. Once again, this is Sean Early, and this is Jason Schmidt. We're from Robot Spaceship, and thanks for joining us. And as always, be sure to subscribe and follow on all your favorite podcasting platforms and on social media, and start looking for us. We'll be on TikTok soon, I think. We got to plan our strategy a little bit better there, but I think that's something we're thinking about as well. But we're on all the other social channels. Give us a follow, give us a like, reach out and leave us some comments and let us know what you think about all this. We're really curious, especially business owners, what you think about this and what the possibilities could be. So let us know, and maybe we'll do a follow-up episode in a while to answer some feedback. So with that said, I'm Sean, this is Jason, and this is the Robot Spaceship Podcast, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more information and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.